This is Vedic seed.
It's not teaching. It's a seal. Otherwise, Vedic people were not mad. And these Mohammedans have taken the Vedic culture. It's a Vedic culture, and they are very strong about this. Even now, they are really very particular about these things. But the agitation in the community is completely absent then. And even then, the television, etc., all these things are agitating us. Continuous agitation is there. And how to save from this is our great problem. And that's why it becomes impossible if we don't control ourselves. You don't come to your senses. You are daily losing the celibacy. And then you try to concentrate on scriptures. There is no concentration. You can't chant. You can't do anything. You are just worse than animals. Animals have sex, maybe monkey has sex 30 times a day. But he's at the sex, he's agitated. Otherwise he's not agitated. But we are less than a monkey. We are always agitated. Please don't do these things. And this is the most important thing to be followed. And that's why our scriptures are neglected completely. Those scoundrels from West, they had unlimited sex. They don't stick to one wife. So those scoundrels told us that your literatures are mythology. And we believe, mythology. Yeah. They think that it's a concocted thing. It is not possible. Everything is possible. Since last crores of years, millions of years, our people are following these things. Why is it not possible now? Kali Yuga, then we give the Kali Yuga excuse. It's not the excuse. It's just our convenience. What to do? Kali Yuga. It is up to us whether to remain in Kali Yuga or to remain in Satya Yuga. You please, don't blame your others or the age. Don't be foolish to blame the age. It's very convenient for us to blame the age. Don't do it at all. If you want to come to your senses, come under the roof of Prabhupada. If you don't want, get out and destroy. No mercy. The very strong way. Yehi samspraja bhoga. Yehi samspraja bhoga. Dukkha yonava evate. This touching sensation is the yoni, the womb of misery, from whom the janma is there. From embryo, the living entity is produced. This is the embryo of miseries. The miseries are produced. Dukkha yona. You please study the scriptures. Our own words are there. Yoni. These people can't understand yoni. Ehi samspasaja bhoga dukkha yoni. Dukkha yoni means continuous, it is born. The miseries are born out of it. Just touching sensation. This touching is very pleasing. But this sensation is producing dukkha yoni. I want to sit here for all the day because it's very pleasing. Then I lose walking. I lose the austerity. I lose the city. So it's dukkha yoni. And then I can't stretch my legs and arthritis is there and this. Because this touching sensation is there. Please, any touch sensation is the womb of the misery. It should be only taken for a limited purpose. That is dharma aviruddha bhuteshu kamosmi bharadarshava. Dharma aviruddha. Please study Bhagavad Gita. Dharma aviruddha bhuteshu kama asmi. That calm, that lust, which is according to the regulative principles, I am, he says. There is Krishna. Otherwise, no. To produce living entity, you do not require even 5 minutes. If Krishna is kind, within 5 minutes you can produce the living entity. And once the woman conceives, then again you should not have any. conception is there, the embryo will grow. That's it. That is dharma virudha bhuteshu, kamasmi virudha. And this knowledge is completely absent in the general public. So they run after, because they don't have anything to do. There is nothing higher purpose in the life. Why we are ignoring these things? We are quite grown up, mature persons. Why we are ignoring them? And if you don't get any wife, forget about it. That's good. Krishna decides for you not to have one. Please. But somehow or the other, the living entity is completely mad and doesn't understand. Ashitim chaturas saiva lakshastan jiva jatish. Ashitim chaturas saiva, 84 lakhs. Lakshastan, laksha, 84 lakhs. 8,400,000 species. Ashitim chaturas saiva lakshastan jiva jatish. In all these species of existence, Brahmadvihi, you are wandering. Brahmadvihi, manus and janma, pariyayat. We attain after wandering about in 8,400,000 different species. Fortunately, we attain this form. Please understand, ashritim chaturasyaiva lakshastan jivajatishu brahmadhi purushai prapya manusam janpariyat. It's very difficult to attend this. And it is not a joke. Or it is not a false thing. It's very correct. It's beyond our control to prove 8,400,000 species. Beyond our control to think about it. So that's why we call it mythology. Our British rulers, they call our scriptures mythology. And they are following our scriptures. In Germany, the best Sanskrit university is there. It's a shameful thing. Why can't we have the Sanskrit university under the guidance of Radha Nirmala? And that's why we are humbly trying to propagate these things. If I survive, or not survive, you are all here. Please continue this school and make a Sanskrit university nice. Why can't we have Sanskrit university at Rajkot? Why to go to Germany for that? They are taking cream of our scriptures, and we are the pan and chupan and tamaku and what not. A foolish waste of time. Why we don't come to the senses? Ashritim chaturasyaiva lakshastan jivajatishu brahmadbhi purushahi prapya manasan janma pariyaya tadapi afalatam jataha tadapi afalatam jataha. It is wasted. Afalatam, no fall. If we have this, no fall. Waste time, wasting time in flying, wasting time in trains, wasting time everywhere. And whatever time is remaining, concoction is thing. Please. Madness, this madness must stop. Must stop. And this has got to be propagated very strongly. And who can propagate? Those who follow, they can propagate. By your speaking, they will not follow you. If your life is molded in that, then they will follow you. Please mold your life in these things. Otherwise you are destroying yourself and you are destroying everything in your surrounding. Because you are not fit. Tadapi afalatam jata tesham atmabhimaninam atmabhimaninam. I am something and coming from Singapore. And he can't speak out properly. There is no prasad in tummy. Unless you have full prasada, you cannot speak, man. What is abhiman? What is this bag of stool and urine you are proud of? What are you proud of? The bag of stool and urine. Nothing is there. It's only cleaning process is there because Atma and Paramatma is there. They said this bag is tolerable. Otherwise we cannot sit like this together. You will so smell bad that we cannot stay together. But we are staying together because Atma and Paramatma is there. The smell is not there. Continuous cleaning process is there. Our kidneys are working, so dirty water is collected. Our intestines are working, waste matter is collected. Otherwise it cannot be smelled properly. And those who lose kidneys or intestines, they have to have the dialysis and this and that, and you know better than me. How horrible condition is there, that he has to purify the body, and so expensive to purify the body. Do you want to lose your kidneys? You are losing your kidneys by dukkha yonavayate. Yehi samspasaya bhoga. By touching bhoga, by touching sensation, you are losing your kidney power. That we don't have any idea. The vital substance which gives the vitality of the human existence, that we are squandering. And that is not only squandered in the sex, but just the idea of the sex also squanders that. That's why it is strongly advised, Savai Manaha Krishna Padaravindayo. That is the meaning of this. Why man should be engaged in Krishna? Why are you mad not to engage in? Unless you engage your mind in this, the mind will go to sex. And the vitality is completely gone. Why we are not coming to this point? They tell me, and then we boast about the celibate. I am celibate. I remember, no, you are not, husband, you are not. Celibate means all the time you have to be with Bhagavata. All the time you have to be chanting. All the time you have to have darshans. All the time you have to clean the temple. All the do clean the temple, you tired, then you don't have idea of sex at all. Once we are tired, then nothing is. When we are sitting here, clean the temple and show me then whether you are running after the girl. The girl may pass near you and you will never notice because you are tired. Therefore you are because you are not working, that's why we are running after. Man, every time the girl smiles, anything that she likes me. I mean, she doesn't like you at all. Smiling doesn't mean anything. But we are mad because we don't see the soul in the girl. We just are running after the body. Why we are mad like this, I don't know. And this is the meaning of the first paragraph. And how should Bhagavatam insist? And is this very difficult to understand? Does it require much intelligence? It's a common sense. It's a common sense. That is what I told you. That if you read Bhagavatam, you will see your own life. And you see the life around. This is not very intelligent. I am the dunce. And even then I can see. Because I have gone through the whole thing. I was also 20 years old. I was also 25 years old. Don't you think I was 25? So I know what was happening. So this is this stumbling block. Please, scriptures are very particular. And unless you keep yourself busy, you will never get rid of these ideas. And busy in the sense of manual work. I told you in the morning today, I told somebody, that two things we must have always. One is bead bag, another is duster. So go and clean everywhere and chant. Clean and chant, clean and chant. That's it, nothing doing. We don't do anything. Chant and eat, chant and eat. Man, stop this madness. The more you eat, the more you run after it. Because the outlet is not there. It's not you. Sahib, I'm office my basic sahib. Khayane, agi, khayane. You just eat and toilet, that's it, finished. That's main business. Please, you stop. Eat and work hard. Chant and work hard. CW. CW is all right. CE is wrong. If he, but we are after CE. Chant and eat, chant and eat, chant after Krishna Prasad meditation. Very clever boy. His body is Krishna Prasad. Then Pena comes, Rasgulla comes in. Eventually toilet is there. Nothing remains in the stomach. And the, regarding eating, we should be very, very sane about it. Anything you eat, eventually is stool. Rasgulla, if you eat Rasgulla, Rasgulla doesn't come out. And why are you particular about eating? I don't know. And he said, no, I want this, I want that. I said, man, why do you want? Everything is a stool. The gatiya you eat, gatiya doesn't come out. Jalebi you eat, jalebi doesn't come out. Why we are fighting about eating, man? You eat something, that's it. Tani kem akkal diyavati. Why you not akkal? And yamas janavani jimrevu. Gatiya lavane, jalebi lavane, patra lavane. Dhokra lavane. Na mure. Marvana mantha aram karne. Please. Oh, excuse me for the flowers coming out. I'm very upset. I'm fed up. Fed up with you people. And you be nasty, I'm suffering. But you don't know. But any time I heard that my disciple is doing like this, it's very painful. Very painful for me. And the pain means suffering. And pain means my digestion stops. So you should be all right. And you should propagate these things. Don't you want to live comfortably? Why we are not following the celibate word correctly? Celibate is not that you don't have the sex. No. Not having the sex, you are having more sex. So the idea is continuous there. Karmendriyana sayamme yaste manasasvarad. Indiyatan vinudatma vidinashtana chetasa. How clear it is. Study Bhagavad Gita. Karmendriyani sanyamya, you are stopping your sense gratification by controlling your senses. But manasasmaran, always you are thinking about it in the mind. Indiyathan, vimudatma, he is vimud, super excellent food, vidinashtana chetasa, completely destroyed in his devotional service. Please stop this for and how to do it? This continuous engagement in this. And not only this engagement. By sitting you can do. And again you will run after the sex. So the manual labor must be there. Manual labor must be there. Get up at 4 o'clock. Run to the temple. The monkey ran to the temple today. That, what is his name? Deepa. Exactly like a monkey. There, when there, exactly, monkey. Yeah, royal edition of monkey. Can be? Remain complete and clean. Why are you endless learning? Do some productive labor. We are very happy in unproductive labor. Run, I'm joking. I mean, like a mad person goes 2 miles from back ahead. And again he shows me. He wanted to tell me that he's running. Man, silly people. He doesn't come to the temple at all. And if he comes like a monkey. He's dressing monkey. His tongue are, you know. 2 legs are flying here and there. Man, so why can't you put dhoti and walk? Why you have to put these jeans and walk here and there? We are silly people. We can't afford unproductive labor. We can only afford productive labor. No need of going to gym or running around. You sit down here and clean the floor. No need of going anywhere. No need. You clean the floor of your house. You dust your house everywhere. Keep it very clean. There is no need of jogging or anything. There was one big important jogger in America, and he was running for 56 years or something. And then he wrote that, I'm going to survive for 125 years. He wrote a book on science of jogging. And he, next day he died. That unproductive labor will always kill you. And then unnecessary palpitation is there, and productivity is not there. At least if you clean here, the product is there. You are very happy. We call it, and cleanliness is next to godliness. And he runs on the road. And roads are already clean. Why are you running out like a monkey? And exactly Royal Edition. That can't happen. And he was very proud to show me that he is running. How long? How long? Man, just clean your dust from your stairs. And that is jogging. Or come, if you come to the temple, come here, sit here for a while. He sits there. So I had to look for him. Somebody was moving, so I thought that my child is there. I saw him, he said, and we are mad. He comes to the temple, doesn't have time to hear one sentence. Hey, what is it? Gokhara. Gokhara. Saiva Gokhara. Kulpetur Dhayatuke. Kulpetur Dhayatuke. Pradesh Gokhara Idyari. Veneshavar. But when you have come to the pilgrims center, hear something here. Cows and dogs also, or Lalu has left five. And they are all behaving like Lalu. I thought that Lalu is gone now, who is protected? But they are ready now. And our Lalu is ideal grass. He maintained outside. In the evening he was ready here to for service. Please, this is the point to be understood. Unless the celibacy is followed very seriously, don't think that you will progress an inch on this path. And then when you don't progress, then you lose the faith in the process. There is nothing wrong in the process. Everything is wrong with you. Why, rascal, you are not coming to the senses? And then blame here, blame there, blame there, blame there. Now I have to improve my sadhana. I have foolish meat. What did you do for me since last 20 years? And now you are going to improve your sadhana. Forget about jump in the ocean. Don't come back. Tie the stone into your neck, to your waist. And throw yourself into ocean so that your dead body also doesn't come up. Please, why this madness? Because we are not following anything. And we pretend that we are following. Mithyasara suchyate. Karmendriyane sahimya yase manasasma. This is our position. And celibacy cannot be there. Not marrying is not a brahmachari. Not marrying is more a brahmachari than the married people. Staying with one wife is brahmachari. And staying with one wife to produce only the children, the sex, is important brahmachari. Please, this is the karantharma virudha bhuteshu kamasmi bharatarshava. We have to control anyway. The controlled life only gives us the safety. We feel like running after every woman, but you can't do it. If you do it, you will be stoned or punished or beaten or arrested. So we can't do it. I want to do it, but I can't do it. So I have to control myself. So if the control is there, why not to have more control? By going to the scriptures, we have seen Bhagavatam millions of times. How many times we have heard? How many times we have discussed? What have we heard and what have we discussed? Even now if we are running after these things, how we are going to save yourself? Be a nice devotee. Nice devotees have always very pleasing nature and very comfortable in their own situation. They are in control of their body, and not only that, but always in control of their energies. We are heir apparent to Krishna. Krishna's name is Vasudeva. Vasudeva means fully in control of his energy and consciousness. He is the supreme consciousness. That's why every tree is conscient here, conscious here. Every particle of the dust is conscious here. All over the material manifestation. What not to talk of only this planet. This is consciousness. And we have part of consciousness. We have part and partial. Part is part. Simple. But we have partial. Partial. Partial is there. Then why can't you understand these words? You are not only your part, but you are part and partial. Partial means you are in possession of consciousness. And you are completely controlling the consciousness. So anybody touches any hair on your body, you know, in every follicle of the hair, the consciousness is there. This is the meaning of partial. Why you know the partial word? And we are fully in control of this consciousness. Because we are mini Krishna. So that's why whatever quality there is in Krishna consciousness, we are having here. Sit down, Ajay. Hey, Ajay. Come here. Come here. This is the point. Yeah, why can't we understand this? With all our energies under our control, and with all the consciousnesses also under our control, in this mini body. The Krishna is supreme consciousness and supreme controller in this sense. Why is known as Ishwaram? Fully controllable of his energies and of his consciousness. Why can't you meditate on these things? Try to find out what Brahmacharya is. Try to find out from the Prabhupada's writing what he means. Try to instigate your intelligence. You are fully experienced. Try to control yourself and be a man in the real sense of the term. Manu's follower, man. We are known as Manava. We are Manu's followers. And Manu is highly elevated living entity. Even now the code given for the behavior is known as Manu Sanhita. It's coming from Manu. He has recommended a code. And all the codes followed all over the planet is given by Manu. There's a different scriptures and different codes. Nobody recommends thieving. Nobody recommends running after women. But we are following that. There is no recommendation. Why are you following that? Because in the West is the women liberation. Man, the liberation of the women is some scoundrel's idea, man's idea. If the women are protected by the husband, she cannot be enjoyed by anybody and everybody. So this scoundrel wanted to enjoy. So he was very clever. He said, unless I speak in their language, women will not do. So then he said, oh, why do you control your feet? You must be liberated. Women live, women live, women live, women live, women live. Then liberation is death for a woman. As it is, the sex is a death. And liberation means how many people will have sex? So it's as good as death. She cannot survive with this. Even the prostitutes can't survive more than 10-20 years. Because they are losing everything. This is not the way. And that's why the controlled woman is necessary in this age. When the liberation is completely a nasty idea, please, please, please. Yesterday we were filling petrol somewhere in Nasik, which is a very conservative area. It was. I saw two women serving in the petrol station. So it's all illicit. All the boys were there, the two girls were there. Now this is illicit. And they think that I am earning money, now I don't need husband. It's not the money, it's the care. Who you know? They will enjoy and go away. Who is to take care? The children will be left to her. Please, this is all Varna Sankar behavior we are doing. I don't know how to stop these things. But one thing we should do, that continuous Harinam must go on. There is a remedy for this. You people, please come together, and please, these young people must crowd together here. Why are they wasting their time? I don't know. Why they can't come to the roof and try to follow something by which the society will be helped? Now your earning will go on, definitely it will go on. But you do these things. Why can't we come to this point? Here the school is already there. We are craving for the young people to serve us. And here 10, 12 people we have, they also hardly show off here. And if they show off, this monkey type. Remember what? You are not helped, we are not helped. Why should you come here? Better remain with your wife. This is not the way. Please propagate these things to young people. And celibacy must be there. And celibacy will be only possible if they come to our control. Otherwise we don't want to buy them. We don't want to buy you. But for your good, you should be under our control. Otherwise you are losing. Because the outside world is completely nasty. Very nice to see you, sir. Your brother is all right?
Yes,
is he in school?
Yes.
I'll see him today. Go now. Yeah, we have to stop here now. Thank you.